This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The University of Missouri has rehired the ousted editor of the academic press it decided not to close. Claire Wilcox is back in as editor-in-chief of the University of Missouri Press. Some of his main duties will include managing the editorial department, serving as the acquisitions editor, and promoting the overall goals of the press. Ned Stuckey French helped lead the coalition to save the University of Missouri Press. French says the press has a long road ahead of it, and Wilcox is the only one who can lead it going forward.
When they not rehired him, that was sending a very, very mixed message. And now that they've rehired him, he has contacts. He knows all these authors that you know, have published with the press before and are continuing to write books.
French published with the press and says it's one of the best university presses in the nation.
I mean, I don't want to put down the football team, but the football team is known in the Southeast Conference. The press is known all across the world. Not in the massive numbers, maybe, that come to the stadium on Saturdays, but the press is the face of the university in the academic community worldwide.
University Provost Brian Foster issued a statement today indicating Wilcox began his duties effective immediately. The school decided in late August to keep the press intact, but under control by the Columbia campus rather than the university system. A federal judge has made permanent an injunction allowing the Ku Klux Klan to leaflet vehicles in Cape Girardeau. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the city in September on behalf of the traditionalist American Knights of the KKK. The suit claimed the city's ban on leafletting unoccupied vehicles violates Klan members' free speech rights under the First Amendment. U.S. District Judge John Ross issued a temporary injunction in late September. The American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy has again ranked Missouri in the bottom 10 in its annual Energy Efficiency Scorecard report. KBIA's Richard Jones has the report.
Missouri was ranked 43rd out of the 51 areas rated, coming in just ahead of 44th place Kansas and last place Mississippi. The report covers six aspects of energy efficiency: utility and public benefits programs, transport action policies, and building energy codes were the largest contributors to a state score. Josh Campbell is an executive director of the Missouri Energy Initiative, a nonprofit organization that promotes clean and reliable energy efficiency. He says Missouri has a bright future in efficient energy, despite the rankings. He points to the $200 million being infused into residential and industrial energy efficiency operations.
I think that next year you'll see this report, and Missouri will be closer to Illinois and Iowa than we are to Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Illinois and Iowa are both in the top 15 of this year's report, while Oklahoma and Arkansas sit 39th and 37th place, respectively. Despite the optimism, though, Missouri still remains behind top state Massachusetts, runner-up California, and third place New York. Richard Jones, KBIA News.
Murder suspect Larry D. Belk from Alton, Illinois, was arrested this afternoon by the Columbia Police SWAT team. The department received an anonymous tip this morning that placed Belk around the Derby Ridge Elementary School. The school was placed on lockdown until Belk was arrested. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has lost another round in his battle against President Obama's federal health care law. Marshall Griffin has details.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that the Republican lieutenant governor has no legal standing to file suit because the Affordable Care Act poses no immediate threat to Kinder's legally protected interests. He filed suit 2 years ago as an individual, not in his official capacity as lieutenant governor. The three-judge panel's ruling did not address the constitutionality of the federal health care law, most of which was upheld last year in a 5-4 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a statement, Kinder says the battle's not over yet and that he's, quote, studying other options to fight Obamacare. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.